Man, Joe Biden kind of woke up. We hit 85 targets in Syria and Iraq. 85 targets. That's pretty legit. That's more than Joe Biden's age by 4 years, by a little bit. Happy birthday, IRG, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. There have already been over 170, over 170 attacks on the U.S. military since the beginning of the Israel-Hamas war. So it's kind of like Joe Biden has hit the snooze button over 170 times. Very true to the name Sleepy Joe. Hopefully this retaliation is enough. Hopefully it's enough to wake up Iran or put them to sleep. Word of the day, retaliatory. All the news anchors are mispronouncing that shit. They're saying retaliatory. Retaliatory. They're forgetting the whole fucking E syllable. E-a-tory. Retaliatory, you dumb fuck news anchors. So, retaliatory. Six syllables. Don't drop one. Don't drop the E. E-a-tory. Dumb fucks. This is who we get our news from. They can't even pronounce a six-syllable word. Goo goo gaga. Jojo Biden. Retaliatory strikey. Iran run. Go bye-bye. I really hope Joe Biden's retaliatory strikey make Iran run. Go bye-bye. That's what we can pray for, right? Strikey, go bye-bye. This has been Dumb as a Rock, Channel 6 News. I think it's interesting how Biden said, we're going to retaliate. You gotta make sure I said that right. Retaliate. Yeah. Not retaliate. At a time and place and way of our choosing. Bitch, we're gonna have it our way. We're gonna go our way, our place, our time. Bitch, we're gonna be wearing whatever the fuck we want. And y'all can't say shit. While you're getting your asses lit up while we're wearing fucking clown costumes. Y'all are the fucking clowns. And you can't say shit. Don't talk shit about our big ass shoes and bow ties. You clown asses. Y'all are getting hit more targets than years Joe Biden has been alive. That shit is embarrassing. Y'all are getting lit up like Joe Biden's birthday cake. I don't know if theirs really getting lit up so much as their weapons, warehouses, or whatever are getting lit up. U.S. kind of gave them the warning to evacuate similarly to what Israel did in Gaza. Man, the U.S. and Israel are too nice, dude. Way too nice. Warning everybody before they bomb them. After getting bombed by them. You shouldn't have to warn somebody for attacking them back after they attack you. You shouldn't have to warn somebody for defending yourself against them. Like, after somebody punches you in the face, you shouldn't have to say, I'm just warning you, I'm gonna punch you back now. You should just deck them. I think that's karma. That's the law of karma. And that should be globally, internationally, and universally understood to be a bitch. The universal principle of fuck around and find out. It's physics. It's fucking physics. Cause and effect, bitch. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. It's Newton's third law. Fuck around and find out is Newton's third law. Science is fascinating. I never thought I would be teaching science, but just look at me. Look at me now. I got nothing but Bunsen burners. People need some ice for their Bunsen burns. Maybe if UNRWA wasn't so busy teaching terrorism, they would know Newton's third fucking law. I mean, come on, bro. It's the third one. It's only three. It's only the third. Fuck around and find out. You'd know that if you weren't so busy teaching and committing terrorism. If you weren't busy fucking kidnapping people and holding them hostage. What a shitty teacher. What a bunch of shitty teachers. I thought I had shitty teachers. Holy shit. Thank God I didn't go to an UNRWA terrorism school. They say those who can't do, teach. Well, UNRWA teachers, they were teaching terrorism and doing that shit. And committing it. That's what you call being an industry professional. The students were being taught by real, true industry professionals. You pay extra for that shit at NYU. The only problem is I think they were supposed to be teaching, like, math. Not death. Fuck UNRWA. Fuck the United Nations. It's impossible enough to be the United States. We're not going to be able to be the United Nations. What are you kidding? There's a fucking Texas Civil War going on. The United States are divided. The best we can hope for is divided nations. United Nations. I can't even decide where to have dinner with my family. What are you, crazy? United Nations? Everybody fucking hates everybody. Everywhere. And the faster we all realize that, the better off we're gonna be. What kind of fucking John Lennon world government dystopia bullshit is the United Nations? Everybody just judging everybody else with their judgmental asses. Man, fuck that shit. I'm judging the shit out of the UN. Only God can judge me. And my dog. My dog is a good judge of character. Possibly the best there is. Dogs know bad guys and good guys. They can smell it. There's a reason why dog spelled backwards is God. And that's the truth. That's one of the most mind-blowing things you're gonna hear in your life. I swear to dog. Dog bless America. North Korea is in the UN. Fuck that shit. We're definitely not united with them. Don't unite me with North Korea in any way. I don't even want to be fucking associated, let alone united. Keep me divided and unassociated, please. Thank you. The divided and unassociated nations. It's got a ring to it. And practically would be better also. So, what's the deal? What's the hold up? Let's go the D-U-N. The D-U-N. The done. Listen, let's just be done. Let's just be done with it. Everyone go back to your own country. Why is the U.S. host this stupid shit? Is it so the commute is easier? The U.S. is also the biggest funder of the U.N. The U.S. funds over 20% of the U.N. Like, maybe over 25%. I thought we were united. Why don't they want to split the bill?
Come on. Come on, folks.
What else is going on? Taylor Swift is in the CIA now. You guys hear about this? Conspiracy theory. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce is all a CIA operation. Agent Swift. A lot of Republicans do a lot of stupid shit, but this is one of the stupidest. In what world would the CIA pay Taylor Swift to do exactly what she is gonna fucking do, no matter what anyone says? Did you watch her documentary? She went against her family and her manager's advice to speak about politics.
Come on.
She spoke about politics against her entourage's advice.
Come on, folks.
Listen, I know Taylor Swift. I watched her documentary, Americana, or whatever the fuck it's called. I know Taylor. And she is not a CIA agent, you guys. Watch her documentary. Miss Americana. That's Miss Americana to me. God, I'm just stupid. I'm sorry, Taylor. And I'm sorry, Swiftie community. Taylor Swift has had a lot of annoying shit happen to her recently. She also has had this fucking onslaught of artificial intelligence porn made of her distributed online. Wait. Don't turn the podcast off to go look at it. This is audio only. You can look at it at the same time. I haven't seen any of this, to be clear, but apparently it's fucking everywhere that every media outlet must report on it. Hasn't there been fake porn made of people since the creation of Photoshop? I guess people can just pump this shit out now with AI. It's unhinged at computer speed. And the proliferation, it can just get continuously made more different ones. They can just make a new version and a different version. All these different kinds of Taylor Swift porn. All these different mutations and variations. Different scenes. CIA operative Taylor Swift porn. Miss Americana Taylor Swift porn. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce Taylor Swift porn. Give the girl a break. And as much as I'm talking about this, don't look that shit up. I'm not looking it up. Don't look it up. That would be an invasion of her consent. It'd be a fucking invasion. You'd be a fucking sicko, dude. That's why. That's her artificially created body. That's an artificially created image of her real body. You're a fucking pervert. And Travis Kelce will kick your ass. One bright spot. What a fucking... There's nothing but bright spots about Taylor Swift. She's as white as it gets, but one good thing that has happened to Taylor Swift is her boyfriend is going to the Super Bowl. So congratulations on that, Taylor. Sorry about the AI porn. Not personally, sorry I did not do it. That's not what this is, but sorry it happened. Congratulations on your boyfriend going to the Super Bowl. All right, you guys, thank you for listening to another episode of The Fishbowl. If you want to write into the show, please do. Your questions or comments might just get read on the show. Email me at spencer@comedyclublol.com. Peace.